Hey, this is Patrick, the youth pastor, and I wanted to welcome you back to Pray Today. It is Wednesday, August the 18th, and this day is special because it marks the first day of school for our students. Yes, you heard that right. It is the first day of school for our students here in the Hayes area. So students, please know that we are going to be praying for you today. We are excited for you, and I cannot wait to hear about how your first week is going. Parents, I thought it would be really cool for you to share about one of your first days at school with your kids before they begin this adventure in this school year, just to hear about what you were thinking about when it came to your first day of school. Were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you stressed? What kind of music were you listening to while getting ready? And then lastly, the big one, what was your first day of school outfit? I think that would be awesome to hear some of the stories of what parents chose as their outfits for the first day of school. I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of laughs on that question. But as we dive into today's topic of our students, I want to also acknowledge that for some students, it may not just be a simple excitement or just tired or not ready to go. For some, it may be even deeper, where some may be anxious about starting school. They may be nervous. They may be scared. It may cause some even stress. I want to acknowledge and say that's okay to feel that. I know, especially for students that may have promoted and may are going from kindergarten to elementary, or elementary to middle school, middle schoolers to high schoolers, or even high schoolers that just graduated that are getting ready for college. That can be a scary time. And I understand that sometimes it's difficult. And that's why I want us to stop and pray today. You see, I can remember after my last middle school year, going into my first year of high school as a freshman, I was really worried and dealing with stress about what high school was going to be like. I felt the pressure of trying to figure out everything that I would need in these next 4 years to pick a career path of what I was going to do in life. And I was really worried because I didn't know a lot of answers to those questions. And a mentor friend of mine set me down, and he encouraged me with these two verses that had helped him in his life. And I wanted to share this today with you students, that you could remember these verses in these difficult times, and parents, that you could be encouraging your students with these scriptures when they come to you and they talk to you about times of struggle and times of uncertainty. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." These two verses were so incredible to me because it helped me remember two things. One, that I'm not alone. That even when I feel like no one else is around, when I feel like there's no one to turn to, this verse reminded me that God is there, that I can trust him in all things, in the good and the bad, that he was there, that he cared for me, that he loved me. But then secondly, these scriptures reminded me that when I didn't know where to turn to, when I didn't know what I was going to be doing, when I didn't have the answers to the questions that I felt like life was asking me, when I felt uncertain, when I felt afraid, when I felt lost, these verses reminded me that God could guide and lead my life, that I was encouraged to seek Him in all things so that He could give me direction, that He could make my path straight, that I didn't have to try and figure it out alone, that I had family, that I had friends, and most importantly, that I had God to help me. And so as we lift up our students today in prayer, can we remember these words, these scriptures, to encourage them, to remind them that God is with them? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for these students, Father. And we pray that as they get ready to start a new school year, and as the college kids get ready to start next week, that these students would be leaders in their school by setting the example of learning how to follow you each day. That their life would reflect your love in their life. That they would love you above all else. Father, that they would help others know the good news of the gospel. Father, may these students find strength in you to live out their faith each day. Father, look over, watch over, and protect them. Guide them and lead them in everything they think, say, and do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank you for joining us today. We hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And please, please continue to lift up our students in prayer this year. We'll see you back tomorrow for another Pray Today.